You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good,
Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Glee After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Glee After Show.
Everybody, Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another Glee After Show. So we're lucky enough to have two episodes this week, episodes 21 and 22, props, and of course, nationals. We saw the whole group head to the competition, so it's super exciting. But before we get into all of that craziness, I want to say that I'm not alone in the studio. I have a lovely co-host in the booth. Yes, Marissa. Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
How's it going?
Great.
And I'm Stephanie Wanger, in case you don't remember me from some of the other shows we've done earlier tonight. And you can tweet me at Stephanie Wanger. I'd love to hear from you. Get all of these gleeks out here, you know. What are you thinking about tonight's episodes? They're big, big ones, and we're almost to graduation. Marissa, do you have a Twitter that you want to shout out here?
I am Marissa Movies. That is M-A-R-I-S-A Movies.
Nice.
On Twitter.
So exciting. So to start with this episode, we thought we'd go into Rachel's big dream. We saw her choke last week and kind of fall apart that it wasn't going well.
Yeah.
So, and then we see her kind of still longing to go to Niada, and New York is her dream. So it was kind of cool to see her, you know, fight for it this week.
I like that. I liked how, you know, she went up to Whoopi Gold's character. What was her name? Thibodeau?
Yeah.
Thibodeau. Because when you have a big dream and like you've worked your whole life for it, you have to go for it. And for her to go up to that person and be like, I'm willing to, you know, I'm a hard worker and stuff. You know, she's going for it. And this is her chance to, like, you know, just make sure it's happening.
Exactly. I just felt like if you had that moment where you realized, yes, I made a mistake, I had one bad day, and then you were able to make up for it, it's a pretty incredible thing to go after. And she showed a lot of confidence in doing it, too. But she also started off the night of music for us with an amazing, we both were dying while watching it, I Won't Give Up by Jason Mraz.
And yes, great song.
Great song. And she just nailed it. I mean, I loved that. It was amazing. And I love the fact that, I don't know if we talked about it in the other room, but she sends a muffin basket. I was just like, it's not enough to just like leave 50 voicemails and be like, come see me at nationals, please, please, please. Mm-hmm. But no, she also sends a muffin basket. And
I didn't notice that. Really?
Yeah. She was like, and I sent a muffin basket and an invitation to nationals. So please, 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 please.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And she was so great. And then you kind of see that storyline progress. And her and Tina, you know, kind of befriend each other. And we'll talk a little more about that later on. And she goes and actually sees the admissions person and is like, please come again. Like, I think that was like one of the main things that was this episode was please come to nationals.
Persistence. That's how you get it done. Because, you know, if you just sit on your, pardon my language, sit on your ass, you know, you're never going to get it done.
Exactly. So she,
go for it.
She fought and she went for it. And we kind of didn't know throughout the episode whether or not she was going to show up. Was Whoopi Goldberg's character going to be there at Nationals and really see her? And not to spoil it for you if you haven't seen it, but she does show up, and I was like cheering on the inside, just screaming, so happy. Love the sound effects. So fantastic to see that happen for Rachel, and you don't really know by the end of the episode whether she'll get accepted, but Tina vouches for her, and you also see the return of Jesse St. James, and he goes up to her and
yes,
says,
Jesse does it. I wasn't sure what Jesse was going to do, because you know, for the Glee fans out there, hopefully they know that Jesse's a bit, you know, two-faced, so you don't know. He could be nice to Rachel and then go behind her back, be like, you do not want Rachel. She is a diva or whatever.
Right, exactly. He could try to, you know, destroy her. He's now the coach for the opposite team. So really could have gone any direction for mm-hmm. her. So what do you think? Do you think she's going to end up going to New York?
That's tough. I think definitely that Thibodeau is definitely going to consider her, because she did prove that she remembers people's performances. Like, she remembers this and that. Like, someone was off-key or didn't remember their lines. But if you made a good enough impression, she remembers, and then she takes that into consideration. And I think Rachel showing that she's dedicated and driven and she has passion and talent, she's also going to put that into consideration as well.
It's so funny. The Thibodeau reminds me of my own drama teacher from high school. Really hard on us, wanted us to be, you know, perfect, have our lines down, everything great, but like had the soft spot too, you know, and really did. So it's really fun to watch it for me, for sure. I don't know if anyone out there has had those kinds of experiences, but like the really supportive teacher. And we also saw Will being an amazing teacher tonight.
As always.
Yeah. He is like, you know, perfect in terms of being a teacher. Like, definition, it should be like his picture in the dictionary. yes. At least in my humble opinion.
I agree. He's amazing.
Absolutely.
He's a great teacher.
So to kind of move on in the episode, we also saw in this first hour this highly anticipated thing of Tina hitting her head. Took quite the fall into the fountain.
Oh, like, yeah. I loved how they, well, you know, the backstory of, I don't know if anyone has seen this, but for all you viewers out there, you know, there was that viral video that came out like, what, a year and a half ago, where that lady was texting, she fell into the fountain.
Who hasn't seen that?
Right? So, like, I loved how they kind of took that storyline and applied it to this episode.
And just as a little side note, if you're afraid of falling in the fountain and don't want to go to the mall, we have a great solution for you. You can go and order things off Amazon, but go to AfterBuzzTV.com, and there will be a banner there where you can click it, and it takes you straight to the Amazon site. You can get books and everything that you buy at Amazon, pretty much anything you want. And a little bit of it comes back to AfterBuzz. It doesn't cost you anything more, so it's a great deal. And, you know, we can keep providing you with the great programming that we do here. So check us out, AfterBuzz TV, and buy your stuff on Amazon.
Yep. And it keeps the lights on. It keeps me in doing this job, and Ronnie and Phil, you know, and all of us hosts, you know, we just love doing this every day.
Yeah,
we do this for you, so you can do this. You just go to AfterBuzz TV, click on the banner, and you can help us.
Absolutely, and I love my transition right there. I was like trying to figure out how to smoothly transition out. So now we can go back to Tina's amazing storyline of, after this fall, she reimagines her world. So we see earlier on in the episode that she is really upset that Rachel, you know, Rachel is getting all of the leads in for Glee. Like, mm-hmm. she's never in the spotlight.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm. I think she calls herself a human prop, which such a sad thing to say about yourself.
But, you know, it's actually a pretty good analogy, though, mm-hmm. if you think about it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you don't really get to see a lot of her, and she has an incredible voice.
I know. She should get more numbers, and I think that'll happen next year.
I think hopefully. So, too. I'm really excited to see. We'll talk a little more about what's happening next year, but I think it's going to be a show within a show concept, so we'll talk a little bit about that.
Dream within a dream?
A dream within a dream. Love it. So what's interesting also is that for the human prop, when she talks about being a human prop, is her boyfriend, Mike, doesn't agree with her, says, Rachel's a senior. Like, you need to step back and, you know, let Rachel have the spotlight. You'll mm-hmm. have your time. So hopefully she really will next year.
Yeah, I hope so. I think Mike was right and wrong. I mean, yeah, it is Rachel's last year. She should, you know, have the spotlight. But Rachel had the spotlight all 3 years. So,
I mean,
share a little love.
Yeah, exactly. And she was an original Glee member, as she says. Like, mm-hmm. she deserves some of the love here. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. And so to get back to this, she's still upset and she's distracted. So she falls into the fountain and she reimagines the world. And let me try
it
to break.
It is a very, very crazy, messed up world.
Yes. So I'm going to try to break it down for you. We honestly DVR'd it back a little, so hopefully we get it all right, and, you know, totally tweet me if you think I'm wrong. Tina, in her dream world, obviously becomes Rachel. Mm-hmm. Blaine becomes Puck, and vice versa. All of these people obviously yeah. play the opposite.
Thank God.
Yeah.
It was confusing enough.
Yeah. So, Blaine and Puck, if I could talk tonight, it would be really helpful. Finn and Kurt, which I think might be my favorite switch. I mean,
that was hilarious.
Seeing Kurt play Finn and just be all over Rachel, hysterical. So good. I couldn't stop laughing.
Especially since, you know, Kurt's such a girly girl and yeah, and Finn so manly. It was just a nice switch up.
Yes, absolutely. And I have to say that Blaine, with the like faux hawk that Puck has, hilarious. Like, too good. And then we had Mercedes be Brittany, mm-hmm. and Sue and Will switch, which, let's all be real, is hilarious.
That was funny.
Will should always wear a red tracksuit. amazing. So, and you kind of see all of this transpire because we were all still really confused when she kind of wakes up from her dream and what's happening. Mm-hmm. But you see Tina get up and sing Because You Loved Me, which was the second song in the episode.
Oh, she killed it. It was amazing.
Kind of reminds you.
So
yeah,
good.
Reminds you that the actress who plays Tina was in Spring Awakening. She has a Broadway background just like Lea Michele. So mm-hmm. fantastic. An amazing job. And also so funny to see her kind of take on Rachel's stage presence, because the whole entire time on Glee, mm-hmm. she's been this quiet, you know, like, not really out there person, and then she takes it on and she shines big time.
Yeah.
And then I just personally loved that Kurt as Finn, sorry for the confusion, like is smiling and super giddy when Rachel's singing, and that's what you see all the time with Finn, and so it was great to see that and the way they were all dressed. I think I got a personal real big kick out of this little dream sequence. And then I thought like one of the more touching parts of the dream sequence was when you see Rachel kind of discouraging Tina throughout this and like, no, I'm the senior, like I'm the best. And then you see kind of Tina flip it around and you see Tina, or I guess Rachel as Tina, being super, you know, sweet and like supportive of Rachel and all of this, and that kind of leads us into the rest of the episode.
Yeah. Sorry.
No,
to cut you off,
of course.
No, I do like the switch up because it shows pretty much, you know, the storyline of walk a mile in each other's shoes. Yeah. And the audience gets to see that Rachel, yes, she's very demanding, but she has a very a busy lifestyle and constantly, you know, working towards her goal. And but you also, and I think the Glee audience may not have realized, but totally lost her name, Tina.
Yeah,
she is that supportive role, and I don't think a lot of people see how supportive she is of Rachel and her dreams to aspire and become a great Broadway singer.
I totally agree. I also thought, I've talked to other actors on other shows, and they say that season 3, season 4 is when it gets a little, they've never used the word boring, but like it can get kind of tedious to play the same character week after week. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be really fun as an actor on the show to kind of get the chance to put on somebody else's clothes and somebody else's character. And they were all doing impressions of each other.
I mean, it was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, I just was thinking like, oh, it must be so fun to kind of break your own character. And because you see these people every day. I mean, these guys on Glee work 16-hour days. So it must be so fun to, you know, get
switch
to...
Switch it up.
Switch it up.
Be like, I'm going to be you for
exactly.
the day.
I mean, and it was so fun for, I feel like, the production, too. Like, the wardrobe. Everybody got to kind of play and say, like, oh, you know what? It's something different. And, I mean, kind of wanted it to go longer. At first, I was really confused, and I was like, oh, this needs to end, and then... I really wanted to see
it,
more.
It was a short storyline, but I think it was long enough to get the point across that what I said earlier, that Rachel, you know, you see Rachel and Tina and how they are with each other. Tina's the supportive one. Rachel's the star.
Yes. And you know what was missing from, just a quick note about this, from the first hour? We saw briefly that Quinn was Sugar and Sugar was Quinn, but we didn't really see a ton of Quinn in the first hour at all.
No, we didn't. I noticed like the back of her head on the bus at the end of the episode, and that was like the only time I noticed she was in the scene. She didn't have a big storyline.
Yeah, I think I turned to you and I was like, where's Quinn in this? This is so weird. But we'll have a little more news on Diana Agron later on in our little AfterBuzz show.
Mm-hmm.
So to move on to our next topic here, we have Coach Beast and Puck, who we've kind of seen both of these characters have major struggles in the last few episodes here.
Yeah.
So what do you think about Puck? What's with the graduation? Do you think like he's actually going to graduate? What's going on?
Wow. Well, you know, we see such a different side of Puck this episode. You see him get beat up by the school bullies. You know, it's kind of like a taste of his own medicine that we saw Puck in the first few seasons.
So heartbreaking.
Yeah, throwing people into the garbage and the dumpster, and he gets thrown into the dumpster, and then we see him break down in the locker room, and that was kind of surprising. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I thought it was really surprising to see him kind of get a taste of his own medicine, and then you see that he's not this guy who's so tough. He has a big heart, and he has the same dreams as, I mean, Rachel and Finn and all of these guys are trying to figure out what they're going to do after graduation, and he wants to do something more than a pool cleaning business. I mean, that was clear in tonight's episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you, I think one of the guys who bullied him called him a Lima loser, and that's a reference from the first season. And Finn says, I think when Quinn is pregnant, like, I don't want to be some Lima loser. Like, I need a job. I need to go to college. Like, is this going to mess up my future? And you see that Puck, the same thing, doesn't want to be that guy who sticks around. So, and by getting thrown in the dumpster, he finally loses it and admits to Coach Beast that, like, he can't handle it. He doesn't want to be a nothing. And I just felt so bad for him, to be honest. Like, that was where my head was at. I knew guys who were like that in high school, who were, like, on the edge of graduating, and luckily all my friends did. But they, I think it's really hard to, you know, to be in that spot. And I remembered that from high school, for sure. Not myself, but others. And definitely. And so, and also, you kind of see this thing with Coach Beast, who's going through her own struggles. She has lied to everyone about whether or not she tells everyone, oh, I've left my husband. I think he hit her, right?
He hit her. Then, she stood up to Cooter and says, I'm out. Way to go, woman. I was like, yeah, you go, girl.
Bravo. So much fun.
I was like so happy.
So good.
She walked out and you saw her take the ring off, put it on the table. I was like, yes.
And I just loved, it's what I've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. I just am a person who, it's just not okay. And to stay with him, that was such an awful message. I think there's so many young people watching this show. And I just wanted to yell at the screen and be like, no, you have to leave him. You have to. It's not okay what he's doing.
And I like the fact that they kept that storyline off, because they kind of left us with, 2 weeks ago, they did that episode when Cooter first hit her. Mm-hmm. But then last week's episode, there was no mention of it. And then they finally brought it back this week. And because we were all wondering, what's going to happen with Beast and Cooter? And then we finally got our answer.
Exactly. And you kind of see also with Puck and Coach Beast kind of confront their problems together and actually sing Taylor Swift's Mean together. And I know you were a fan. What did you like about it?
I liked it. It was acoustic and it was simple. Yes, and you mentioned it wasn't Taylor Swift, but I actually liked it because there was parallelism with Puck and Beast. They couldn't. What did I write down? They both felt like they were worthless.
Yeah.
Puck felt he was a failure, and Beast felt she was worthless with Cooter. So they had a similar type of feeling storyline, and I think them two singing Mean was perfect song for them.
I loved the lyrics behind Mean. I think that they're, great. Kudos to Taylor Swift, who, did a great job writing the song. And I did like their version of it. I just love Taylor Swift's version of it. To be honest, I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Yes, so am I.
So it's one of those things where I was like, I like your version, but it's just not Taylor Swift's.
And didn't live up to the Taylor Swift standards.
Exactly. I wanted I don't know. And I love Puck singing. I'm a big fan of a lot of the other things that he's done. So, and Mark Salling, fantastic singer. So definitely on that. But I thought that what was interesting was that you saw both of them take a stand for themselves throughout the episode. As you mentioned, you saw Coach Beast with her husband, and then you saw Puck actually dress up. they were trying to get throughout the episode Kurt to dress up as a woman because they had Unique on the other team. Dressed as a woman and Vocal Adrenaline, dressed as a woman, and they were getting all this praise for that. So they were trying to get Kurt to do it as well for them, and he refused. And so Puck dressed as a hilarious version of a woman, and with the most ill-fitting wig, and just so good.
Yeah,
so
and like I said, you saw a lot of sides of Puck that you usually don't see.
Exactly. And I loved Artie. I think he said, you can't unsee something like that. Yeah. And I wrote down the quote because I was just like,
great.
That's so good. So funny.
So did I. That was great.
And so I thought it was interesting, and that comes back around later on in the episode. That Coach Beast says to him, I finally saw you care for something, says to Puck, I finally saw you care for something. And so she gets him the opportunity to retake the test he failed.
Yay.
And possibly graduate with his friends. Yay!
I hope he graduates. That'd be nice.
Me too. I'm such a fan. I want to see, not to compare it to High School Musical, but I want that graduation moment of everybody together. I don't know if you've seen High School Musical. Sadly, I have.
I have too.
I think most people at this point have. Let me know what you think. But So I also want to mention another very cool thing that AfterBuzz, you know, has going on. We put up all of our shows on iTunes. You probably might be checking it out on iTunes now. So go ahead, rate us, comment, tell me what you think. I would love to, you know, see those comments. I'll respond back. It's a lot of fun to, you know, hear what you have to say. Good, hopefully. Hopefully good, not so bad, but we'd love to hear you from you regardless.
Yeah,
fun.
Rate and comment. We love reading all of them and just getting your feedback.
Yeah, and once again, it helps us keep the lights on and all that good stuff. So please go on and comment and rate. So getting to the next big storyline here, I know you're probably waiting for it here, the national championship. We're finally there. It felt like it's been all season long, but we've been hearing about it. Woo! I get excited.
I'm excited.
I know. So let's break it down here. For the first time, I think ever, this time we saw that New Directions went first, because normally we see the other teams
You see New Directions last.
Yeah. And so we start out with Edge of Glory here with Mercedes, Brittany, and all the other girls. And we actually see Quinn dancing. And let's just take a pause here and say, okay, so last week she walked.
Mm-hmm.
This week she's dancing.
Dancing.
I hope everyone has that kind of recovery process.
All right. But like I said before, technically her accident was in, what, March?
Yes.
So now it's May, and if you're doing it in real time, she had a two-month recovery process. I fortunately have never had to go through physical therapy like that, so I really don't know the time span, but I'm sure it's different for everybody.
I'm sure,
but
yeah.
She's Quinn. She's young. She's athletic. I'm sure she healed.
Yeah,
fine.
I mean, I'm glad to see her dancing. I was definitely cheering for that because I love seeing her up there. But it was definitely one of those things where I was like, wait, walking, dancing. I've never been through a recovery process like that either, you know. But I would think that between walking and dancing, there are a few steps that might take longer than a week. Mm-hmm. But to get back to nationals here, they sang Edge of Glory. What did you think of the performance? Did you like it?
I liked it. Yeah, you know, it was just all the girls, except for Rachel, but it was a nice opener, had a lot of energy, pretty colors, pretty dresses, like I mentioned before.
Oh, love the dresses. Got a knob.
So pretty, like the black and red is, it's fun.
I do a lot of fashion shows here at AfterBuzz as well, and I literally turn to you and I go, the dresses, die. They're so good.
So good.
But, oh, we also forgot to mention the judges for national, for nationals. Lindsay Lohan, Perez Hilton, pretty hilarious. and Lindsay, later on when she's debating, she really does make fun of herself, of debating who will win. And that was kind of fun to see.
That was fun because, you know, I love Lindsay and, yes, the Parent Trap. Sorry, I have to mention that's like
absolutely.
All-time favorite movie. But to see her now, I'm like, really, her as a judge? But then, you know, later on she had a few scenes, and yeah, like you mentioned, she really was making fun of herself. But I was like, she actually wasn't bad.
No, she did a great job in the episode. I was kind of like, oh, Lindsay Lohan, they went to that, like, that casting. Ooh, okay. And she did a great job on this. I mean, pretty flawless in terms of like making fun of herself and very self-aware, which I think is always fun with that kind of thing, to make a little bit of light of yourself and, you know, knew what people
were thinking.
Good to
laugh at yourself.
Exactly. And also, before we get back into the music, we should also say that Finn wagered his honeymoon money with some hockey players on winning nationals. So Rachel wasn't super stoked about that. I don't think any girl would be.
I don't think, like, Finn made the bet, but I don't think he should have told her right before they were going to go on stage. That was not smart.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. And there was also a debate before they took the stage. Obviously, Mercedes knocked it out of the ballpark with Edge of Glory, but that she had food poisoning and everyone thought they were going to have to go on without her, but she made it in at the last minute there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
time.
Awesome.
getting a lot of cheers tonight. I'm liking it.
there were a lot of good moments.
Exactly. So we see Edge of Glory, and then before the next song, we had a Finchel moment, and I love my Finchel moments. Can we just say Finn tells Rachel that it's her moment, in fact, to shine, and I just think that that's so sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet. Yeah. I enjoyed it, and I was like, aww.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I think that's what Finchel is all about, is those aww moments, and I have to say that Corey Monteith is very good at them. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows how to deliver those lines and make you believe them, so that's always nice. And then, of course, we have Rachel get up on stage and belt it out.
Another Celine Dion song.
Yeah.
That was great.
So, yeah, she's saying, it's all coming back to me. And I found myself wanting to sing along a little bit. Totally.
I think I was singing along.
Yeah, maybe I should have just joined the group.
I had goosebumps at the end of that performance. So great.
Yeah, I mean, and of course, that's the moment that you see at the end of that performance that, in fact, the admissions officer, Whoopi Goldberg's character, came back and actually did come to see her in Chicago and, you know, and was kind of impressed, it looked like.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then Rachel's performance on stage is another thing to take into consideration for Niata.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you were judging her, I would admit her. I would just be like, that was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have one mess up, like one choking audition. But, you know, that shouldn't, like they said, that shouldn't dictate the rest of your performance and how you act on stage.
No, not at all. So then we've got the last song, which I thought was a weird choice, to be honest, was Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And yes, I had to look down and I had to look up the song, in all honesty. Maybe I'm just out of the loop, but I did not know.
I didn't know either.
It was nice to see Finn and the boys singing, doing all that. So
Was fun. You know, I honestly think the songs that they sang for regionals back in March was a lot better than the song choices that they had for nationals tonight. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Like, cause
I think that's fair.
Those really songs, I couldn't stop listening to them off after that.
I have to say that.
And then this one.
I'm kind of longing for another originals episode.
Me too.
I loved the originals that they did. Mm-hmm. I'm nerdy enough to say that I saw Glee live, and they were even better in person. Maybe some of my other fellow Gleeks out there also were at Glee live. So if you feel that way too, let me know.
I think that'd be another fun, great episode to have more originals.
I
agree.
I really want it. And I just kind of feel like that's when they're at their best, is like you get to see kind of really songs that relate to them. It's not just some song that they're trying to fit into the episode, and it really does fit because they're creating them just for the show. So that's exciting. And then we kind of have this scene that goes down before the next group takes the stage, where Mercedes and Kurt go in and see Unique, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen there, if he was going to take the stage, or if he was going to, or his alter ego, what was going to go down. What did you think?
Well, you know, Kurt and Mercedes, they usually have good intentions, especially if they're going to go into their competitors, you know.
Yeah, they're good-hearted, for sure. Yeah,
green room or whatever. But, yeah, to see Unique kind of, like, pretty much have stage fright and... Because, you know, we all see Unique. He's very, like, flamboyant, full of energy, and full of confidence and stuff. And then you see another flip, and he's just, like, losing it. And he's like, I can't handle the pressure. I can't.
Yeah, absolutely. But he does make it to the stage, and we see him perform Nicki Minaj's Starships. With his group, and they blow it out of the water. Like, and you see it on the faces of New Directions, just awestruck.
And that was great. And I loved the Buckle of Adrenaline's dresses as well.
Oh, me too.
Silver
so
blue. Pretty.
Yeah, so pretty. such girls here.
We. Yeah, we are.
but they did a great job. And then we also saw them sing The Who's Pinball Wizard, I believe it was called. And they did a great job with both songs. And it was kind of a nail biter. Normally, it's very clear who's kind of going to win it. And I was like, which way is this going to go? It got tense. I had to wait through a commercial break. I was sad.
I think Pinball was another kind of weird song for them to sing as well.
Yeah, I kind of felt like they
have big pinballs, props, and they're spinning them around on stage and literally standing and walking on them.
Yeah, I felt like the prop slash national title there, or I guess it's two separate episodes, but props and nationals kind of fit both episodes in a lot of ways, because we saw these incredible props and the human prop comment and Sue with her props. There was a lot of props going on. For sure. So then, as we mentioned earlier, we saw that Jesse St. James ran up to Whoopi Goldberg's character and told her, like, Rachel's amazing, you have to let her in. So that was super exciting.
One of the most talented people he knows.
Yeah. And always
another person promoting Rachel.
Yeah. And always with the judges backstage, you see the funniest one-liners. So good. So funny. And Lindsay brought it. And so did Perez.
So Perez was great.
Yeah. I mean, and I think Perez just like kind of showed a little bit of acting there, which I was surprised about. So again, props to him.
I loved how he had a picture of Lindsay and he was updating it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Updating it every single second.
Yeah.
Blogging is a 24-hour a day job. We clearly know that. So we see that they decide to give the newly created VIP award to Unique. And that was pretty cute. And she deserved it. He deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Well, he killed it.
He killed it, for
sure.
He
had a very fun performance, and I think he was the best singer of the night. Sorry, Rachel.
See, I gotta go Rachel.
She had a great song, yes, but I think performance-wise...
I mean, I totally see it. I liked both. I just, I think that
Not to say that Rachel didn't do bad either. Sure.
Absolutely. And then we get to the biggest news of the night here. Guess who finally won nationals? New Directions! Woo! I was
finally.
Yes, finally. 3 years in the making here.
Goodness.
We finally saw these seniors get something that was so well deserved. And also exciting that that slow-mo technique they used going into the commercial, so celebratory and awesome. I was just like, this is incredibly cool, Glee.
Finally won. They deserve the slow-mo.
Yes, exactly. And before we get into, you know, our last topic of the night here, I also want to mention that AfterBuzz has another cool partnership going on with Gamefly. And Gamefly is kind of like Netflix for video games. And so if you're a big Wii player or Xbox, you can go on Gamefly and get all of your, you know, video games that you want and, you know, and try all different games. I think they have
tons of games. Over like 8,000 new games and stuff.
It's crazy.
And but the fun cool thing is AfterBuzz TV fans, all of you AfterBuzz fans out there, you actually can test it out for free. And if you go to gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV, you can do your 15-day trial.
I feel like I want to do that.
For
like,
all you gamers out there, yeah.
I know. I'm like, I'm a big Wii fan. Like, my roommates and I love some Wii.
Yeah,
so.
And it's like Netflix, and you can rent your games and stuff for however long you want and send it back.
Seems like the best idea.
It's about time they did it.
Yeah, exactly. I always wondered when the company was going to do this, because you know games are so expensive, and this is a way where you can try the games, and you know, if you get sick of one, turn it back in. I love it.
Yeah,
so great. So then we finally get to why, or not why Will is such a good teacher, but that you finally see Will get some recognition for being such a good teacher. He is named Teacher of the Year. Loving all of this applause.
Yes.
Yes. So he is named Teacher of the Year, and this is after the school just goes nuts for the Glee Club. Like, you finally see them too get that same recognition.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was a great moment, but I thought it was a little weird to see, like, the whole school celebrate the so-called, you know, the oddballs and the odd ones out who are always...
Yeah.
And then they're celebrating with them, like, hey, yeah, our name's on the map here.
I feel like the producers of Glee have this ongoing fight with themselves about whether the Glee Club is cool or not.
Yeah.
They kind of go back and forth with it, like... Oh, and I guarantee you at graduation, like, one of them will be a speaker at graduation or something, and that typically is not the oddball person out who gets to be the speaker at high school graduation. But they, so there's this big celebration, and they, my favorite moment, one of my favorite moments of the entire night was actually when you see the hockey players carrying what look like slushies down the hallway, mm-hmm. and it's confetti. I was just like, what a perfect moment. Like, so turning it 180 degrees right there.
Yeah, that was cool. Because, you know, they did the slow-mo of the gonna throw the slushie in your face, and yeah, it was confetti.
Yeah, exactly. And you see them all celebrating with, like, sparkling cider, which mm-hmm. was so fun and
I
cute.
I sure hope it was sparkling cider.
I know. I think I turned to you and I was like, that's sparkling cider, right? Like,
right.
We're not promoting underage drinking. Didn't we just have an episode that was like, don't underage drink.
Right.
And so, and we also see, in addition to Will getting this big award, he also gets a big personal reward. Mm. And Emma, mm. you know, finally agreeing to, you know, with him.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And Rachel gets her moment of glory there with signing an autograph in the yearbook. Normally they're defaced. You've seen in the past mm-hmm. her get cartooned up
yeah.
and so she finally got to, like, sign her autograph, and I was just, like, so happy for her.
Yeah, that was a good moment for her. I think what was a little, I don't know, mm-hmm. but after, like, immediately after she signed it, there was that moment where she was just standing there like, now what?
I know, exactly. I was just like, do something.
Right.
And then, so at the end of the episode, in a moment of absolute, like, we won, we're awesome, we see the entire Glee Club sing to Will, "We Are the Champions." And mm-hmm. I liked that ending.
I liked it. It was nice. I don't think it was the best song to sing. It was fitting, yes, but I think they were just, you know, showing off their egos.
I totally agree. I kind of wanted it. Not that I don't want to see graduation and Finn and Rachel's wedding, which I'm sure is what's coming up next week. Mm-hmm. When he was hugging all of his Glee members, though, after the song, kind of wanted that to be the end. Like,
yeah.
I felt like that was, like, a fitting ending to the show, that they were all up there together.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we get something like that next week, that it ends in, you know, not...
More hugging.
Or just not, like, a cliffhanger. Like, I feel like that's where we're going.
Yeah.
And
I agree, too. Because, you know, we mentioned earlier, I was like, I think this is the finale. You know, it sure acts like it is.
Yeah.
But it obviously it's not.
Yeah, because they did 2 hours this week. And then we have one final hour next week. So hopefully they'll bring it and it'll be another awesome episode.
Yes.
So I guess we can, you know, head off to commercial break here. And then when we come back, we have a little news and gossip for you and some predictions for next week and the coming season. So check us out in a few.
Hey, everybody. John Comerford here. I've got my Mad Men with me.
Kevin Undergaro.
Phil Svitek.
For all you fans of Mad Men, we're your AfterBuzz TV hosts of Mad Men. Every Sunday right after the show, 9:30, we're breaking down the episode.
You can also check us out on iTunes and YouTube the following morning.
We're going to get into the imagery, the symbolism, the structure. We give you all the information on Mad Men that the other podcasts out there don't.
Very insightful. You're going to love it. Check us out.
Please.
Hello, everybody. We are the LA Complex crew, and we are here with Andre Fuller from the LA Complex, who plays Caldrick King. And you can catch LA Complex every Tuesday night on the CW at 9 o'clock. After that, come to our AfterBuzz TV show where we do a recap of the LA Complex. We talk about Raquel. We talk about sex tapes. We talk about, you know, relationships. And you can catch us live at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, AfterBuzzTV.com. If you can't catch us live, go ahead and swing over to YouTube the next day. You can rate, you can comment, watch us. iTunes, same thing. Download, rate, comment. And we would love to hear your feedback. And we'd love to support, guys. So please, please, please support us and support the LA Complex. Buzz you later.
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugardi.
Buzz you later.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about? AfterBuzz TV News.
Welcome back, everybody. So we have a little bit of news and gossip for you for next season, actually, of Glee. I can't believe we're there already, but we are. So as you know, everybody's graduating next week, or hopefully everybody. Let's go, Puck. Let's make this happen.
I sure hope he does.
Yeah, exactly. So next season, Fox has announced, I believe at their upfronts this week, that there will be a second Britney Spears tribute episode. And I know. I'm a huge Britney fan. I'm so excited about this.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Any songs that you want to hear? Anything?
Okay, she has so many good hits out there, you know, and you can't cover all of them in one episode.
No, exactly. And they just say to expect something different from this episode. So lots to, you know, lots to come there. And Sarah Jessica Parker and Kate Hudson will also be guest starring next year, so that'll be big.
That's awesome, because Kate and Jessica Parker and Sarah Jessica Parker have great voices. They can sing and bring it to the table.
They've also reportedly, both of them have signed on for multi-arc storylines, so that'll be
awesome.
Or not multi-arc, multi-episode was the word I was going for. So yeah, Sarah Jessica Parker, Kate Hudson, multi-episode arcs for their characters, so that'll be really fun to see as well.
That's awesome.
And then the big rumor here is it's super unconfirmed, and but they seem to be saying that Diana Agron may or may not be back next year. There were doing interviews with some of the cast, and they were like, oh, it was so sad, it was her last day. And there seems to be some question as to whether or not it was her last day on the series as a whole, or her last day like everyone else for this season, but I'm not sure why they would call it her last day. So to be determined, season 4, we'll see if she's back.
I hope she's back.
I love her.
Because, you know, we hear that she's going to Yale, but that's about it.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I want her to, you know, somehow be in that New York crew that's, going to be going on, and we'll be seeing them. I want her to be a part of that for sure. And to go back also in that show within a show, that's what I was mentioning earlier. Reportedly, you'll be seeing Kurt, Finn, and Rachel in New York at a school, and seeing what's happening with them in addition to what's happening in the bigger Glee McKinley experience. So it's a show within a show. That's what I'm hearing. So we'll see if that's true too.
Should be interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited about everything going on. Any predictions for next week?
Ooh.
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Well, I think Puck is going to pass his test. Yes.
Yay!
Yes. So I think he's going to pass the test, graduate, get his diploma, and walk down the aisle with all of his other Glee members that are graduating as well.
Finn and Rachel, married, not married, what's going to happen?
I think they're going to marry, but I don't know if it's going to be in this episode. No.
See, I think you're going to see them go as an engaged couple, too. I hope, as engaged. I hope they don't break up in this next episode. Yeah. That would be tragic. But
Another thing is, you know, we had an episode a couple weeks ago where Will wanted to move his wedding up to May,
with Emma, and that was all we heard about that.
Ooh, so good call.
I predicted a few weeks ago, I don't think it's going to happen. It's way too soon, and I still don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping for a really great, low drama, happy episode. That's mm-hmm. what I mean. I love the drama on Glee, but I want Graduation to go so well. But we did see a big thing in the scenes to come here with Puck and Quinn.
Oh, not happy because during the another kiss montage during I believe when they just won the nationals, yeah. They were kissing, like they were in the hallways and they were celebrating at McKinley, and everyone was celebrating. There was another kiss montage, and I was just waiting for Joe and Quinn to kiss, and it didn't happen. Ugh, maybe I'm just a dreamer. I don't know.
No, I want that to happen too, but I feel like, Quinn and Puck, they might have some unfinished business, or they clearly do. So hopefully we'll see that. They'll tie up their loose ends before
they
graduate.
Notice my disgust.
I know. Right now. You're just done. not happy. So I think that is it for our predictions tonight. So if you, have tweet us, you can find me at Stephanie Wenger. And
I am Marissa Movies.
And thank you so much for watching. And come back next week, and we'll be talking about the season finale of Glee.
Yep. Oh, it's almost over.
Can't believe it.
Almost
amazing.
Over.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.